Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm. Its 90 meditations provide brief biblical encouragements when your mind feels like it's on overload. It's available on my website, gracefox.com, and wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 4:18.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. I heard a story once about a competitor who made a significant error in a foot race. He was in the lead, but he turned his head to see where the other racers were as he strained to reach the finish line. That split-second backward glance cost him first place. If only he'd kept his focus where it needed to be, on the finish line, right? On a parallel note, as participants in this race called life, we're often easily distracted from the things that matter most. Those things, the Apostle Paul said, are unseen and eternal in nature. He figured this out after his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. When God opened his spiritual eyes to see who Jesus was, Paul realized his need to invest in matters of eternal value. Placing weight on his credentials as a well-educated religious leader fell by the wayside in lieu of knowing Jesus and making him known to others. He traded a promising career and public recognition for a life of preaching, suffering, and persecution, all for the sake of heavenly eternal glories yet to come. Paul got it right, and there's so much we can learn from his example. Life being what it is, we all experience troubles at some time or other. In the midst of them, our human bent sees the obstacles and the what-ifs. We see the difficulties, the disappointments, and the unwelcome detours. Making these things our sole focus affects our ability to keep a healthy perspective. Before long, discouragement and despair overwhelm us. Paul's teaching reminds us to keep our focus on the finish line. He instructs us to fix our gaze not on our troubles, but on things that cannot be seen because they've yet to come. In the original language, the word used for look is scopio. It comes from the root scopus, which is where we get our English word scope, as used in microscope or telescope. It implies keeping our eyes on something in the distance. But we do more than just see it. We look into it. We pay close attention to it. We contemplate it because it's important. It's an action word whose tense instructs believers to continually live with this perspective, always turning our gaze upward and fixing our eyes on the invisible when hardships surround us on all sides. We see this in action in 2 Kings 6. The king of Syria was angry with the prophet Elisha for thwarting his battle plans, so he decided to capture him. He sent troops out at night to surround the city where Elisha was staying. In the morning, Elisha's servant looked out and saw horses and chariots and a large army all around the city. He panicked and asked Elisha what they could do to defend themselves. In response, Elisha asked God to open the servant's eyes to help him see. God answered, and the servant suddenly saw a heavenly army, horses and chariots of fire surrounding the city. Fear overwhelmed Elisha's servant when he fixed his focus on the Syrian army. But everything changed when he fixed his gaze on the invisible spiritual forces made visible to him. The reality in which we live is where our natural focus lies, but there's so much more to life than what we see and touch here. Our troubles and afflictions are temporary. They will not last forever, even though it certainly feels like it when we're in the middle of them. The absolute truth is that they will come to an end. Someday, my friend, we will reach the finish line. All our physical and emotional and mental pain will cease to exist. Inner struggles will be over. Tension in relationships will be gone, done. Our imaginations can't begin to fathom how wonderful and freeing that will be. Corrie ten Boom was a Holocaust survivor who put today's Bible verse into practice. When she later traveled to tell her story and encourage others to not give up hope while experiencing troubles and trials of every sort, she offered these wise words of advice. Look around and be distressed. Look inside and be depressed. Look at Jesus and be at rest. Yes, someday our race will end and we'll reach the finish line. In the meantime, let's run the race before us according to the exhortation in Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Look to Jesus, my friend. Keep your eyes fixed on him and the glories that lie ahead, and hope will be yours, even when troubles surround you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for telling us how to maintain hope when troubles surround us. Until the day we go home to live with you forever, please help us keep our vision where it needs to be, on you and the glories yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.